Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience, and I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out.
Hey guys, Mubarak here and Penny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I want to talk to you guys about the three best penny stocks I believe you should look out for in May 2021, all right? This isn't investment advice at all. This is solely me doing research and going over some charts and some basically theories as to what you should look out for to find stocks, right? Because penny stocks have some of the crazy earning potential. If you're new to the stock market or new to this channel overall, then, you know, it's basically like the reason penny stocks have always been of interest to me is because you can basically have a Dogecoin or something happening almost on a daily basis. All right. So I'm going to go into a few different ones, but, you know, one good portal or website that I feel you should definitely take advantage of whenever you can is something called finviz.com. And this literally shows you, just on the homepage, it's finviz.com right here. It literally shows you some of the highest changing stocks and the gainers. And you can see literally one day these stocks went up. So I'm going to kind of run you through some analysis, run you through how this is, because, you know, if you can get ahead, this happens on a daily basis and sometimes there's even higher gains. Also a lot of the times, you know, this percentage is telling you, what the stock price closed at. Right. But if you learn the right trading tactics that we teach here at InPennyStock, you can actually mold and you can actually utilize those trading tactics to sell at a higher point. Like, let's just even go into here, right? HYRE closed at 1297. And, what we can kind of just go in. I want to see if I can get into a faster, better daily, line. Even just weekly. No, let's go to intraday. One second, I need to just log in to this. That's just going elite and everything, but here, actually, I'll just show you this faster because I could go there, but then the problem is you guys might not have access to it, and that destroys the point of this. So let's go back to HYRE. And it's actually pretty good, this stock, because I want to talk about it. I want to talk about this sector of cars anyway. So again, you can always look at the different stock price here, but this is just all in one day that the price went up and down. So, you know, it ended up near a high, that probably means that it'll continue going up. But again, there's certain kind of highs that you would have been able to go to. We went all the way up to 1334, right? And so, just doing some technical analysis on this stock, I want to go into the three major stocks to trade. So the first one, what I would recommend putting onto your watch list, is this one right here, which is called NIO, N-I-O. And this is basically the car, the Chinese Tesla, essentially. That's how you should think about it. And, you know, the best thing to do with stocks like this is to buy it when it does a dip or when it's in a down, you basically get it at a discount, right? As long as you understand why you're getting into an investment and have an overall thesis, then you can feel confident that if there is a dip, then that's almost buying it at a discount. So let me quickly go into why I feel that this is a good type of, you know, investment or potential, you know, educationally, why NIO is on the watch list. All right. So the interesting thing to always look at whenever you look at any stock price chart is to look around to the few different date ranges, and you want to basically just see the range upon which a stock trades, right? If it's at an all-time high, right? If NIO was at the highest point it's ever been at, if it was past 60, so, you know, let's go here, 62.84, I personally just usually discount those, unless I know for some reason something just happened that I caught wind of first for some reason, which probably will never happen, you know, ever. or it's like a Dogecoin type situation where I know that certain catalysts are going to jump in and not, like I talk about on my podcast, in penny stock. So, you know, in this case, the problem is you have to look at the range upon which a stock trades. And the whole goal is to basically, you know, I have almost like a mentor. What we teach at Penny Stock is like a scoring system for stocks, right? And you want to make sure that it's trading within a comfortable range that you can have the highest chance of reward of it going up and the lowest chance of it going down. All right. So in this scenario, you can kind of see that right now, NIO is trading almost at a relative short-term low. If we look at the last 6 months, it's pretty much the lowest it's been in the last 6 months. It's been lower in the past, right? It's almost it was $3 in May. And, you know, in the past it was less. But now that it has a substantial amount of basis and you look into the stock a little bit, you know, well, I'll do fundamental analysis another episode. But now that it actually can basically be compared to the Chinese, you know, Tesla, there's a higher chance that it's going to go up. So what's happening here, the reason I feel confident buying it here is because this is basically dip buying. This is buying it at the lowest. So that's why I would put NIO stock onto the chart or onto the list, right? The watch list. All right. The second one I would recommend is called WISA, or it stands for Summit Wireless Technology. And this falls into the same overall thesis that I would say here, that if you take a look at here, and actually, a funny thing is it's been going up in the last day or two. So I was actually putting this on my watch list on Wednesday when I was creating this. But it's been going up a little bit more. But you can still see here that in the last 6 months, it went up to 440 and 450, right? And so you're trading it at a decent midpoint. It's not as great as NIO, which is why I didn't put it first on this, but it's definitely on my watch list. It's something that I already, you know, full disclosure, own. And again, this is not investment advice. This is purely educational. Sorry, I just have to mention that for legal purposes, but, you know, it's definitely something that is important to keep an eye on in terms of the fact that it has built a base here, right? There's lines of support and resistance, okay? So support is, let's go a little bit more narrow. Support is the bottom echelon line of where whenever the stock seems to hit, it seems to bounce back up. Now, it's never a finite item or line, but it's relatively close. And so, for example, if I was to make a support line here, I can see that it hits 253, bounces up. It hits 260, bounces up. It hits 258, bounces up. I can mentally put these as somewhat of a support line. So if it ever got below here, this is where I would kind of put my stop loss, a little below this, right? Because if it broke under here, you can even see here back in the 6 month range, 261, it hit, went up. 258, it hit, it went up, right? So if for some reason it went below 250, right? Maybe down to like 230 or something. I would put about a 10% support loss. So that's about 230, 20 cents, 23 cents. Yeah. I would put it at about 210 or so, because if it ever went below this point, then that means that there's some crash happening. And depending on how long you're able to invest for, you know, you want to get at least alerted when it gets down. You might not want to sell it because, you know, you can always, over a long enough timeline, right? This is a very important thesis to recognize and to remember that over a long enough timeline, there's going to always be generally an increase in stock price. Now that might not always happen, like for example here, right? It went down and it plummeted, right? But the fact that it's actually been around here and the financials of the company still keep it around, you can kind of see that you can feel comfortable that it can only go up at this point, right? So these are also just theses to kind of keep in mind. And again, the whole game plan behind being a successful stock trader is managing your probabilities of success and managing your risk, all right? Because what you want to do basically is try to always get into those little winners, right? You want to get into the fin visits. You want to see if it's possible to get into the winners. And you can get into the winners if you're able to keep your portfolio and keep your stocks, right, and keep your money. But if you have too much of a loss, then you won't be able to do that. And so there's these ranges and these rules, all the stuff that we teach in the channel and the podcast and the membership on inpennystaff.com. All of these rules are basically used to help you have a statistical advantage over the competition. All right, so let me just go into one more of these. Let's take a look at MOSI. You know, the common theme that occurs is that these types of gains occur on a daily basis. And so if you're able to get in front of them, and if you're able to track them, then you can have a very high chance of success. All right, so let's take a look here. MOSI, it's a semiconductor stuff. So slowly over time, you'll start getting a bit more of an understanding as to the industries. You know, it'll come with it. It's important information to just keep an eye on, because slowly, depending on how interested you are in the markets, sorry, let me go back to MOSI, you'll start understanding trends and what's going on in certain industries. You know, right now, overall, from a macro level, you know, product supply chains as a whole, due to COVID, due to China New Year, due to the problems in India, due to the gas pipeline crisis going on through that ransomware situation that occurred, you know, May 2021. All of these are impacting the prices of a lot of products and causing a lot of supply chain glut and all that stuff. So, you know, it's just, these are all small kind of concepts to keep in the back of your head as to what would affect the price of a stock. Now, with MOSIS, it's a little tough because for some reason it went up 40-something percent in a single day, and there's no significant news about it. There's prior news. So, like, this is not on the watch list, right? This is something that I just don't get what happened. It's a pump and dump, obviously. And, you know, at Penny Stock, we teach you how to track pump and dumps and who are the people that are doing it, and what are the newsletters and forums and special message boards and chat rooms to watch. But in this scenario, this is just a simple kind of X out, right? So, you know, the first one was NIO that I wanted to make sure that you guys were able to keep an eye on. And then the second one is WISA, WISA stock, the Summit Wireless. And then the third one that I'm going to put in is EPWCF. And quick little, you know, explanation. Whenever you see F at the end, or a five symbol ticker, that means that it's trading on a foreign exchange, or that the company itself is a little foreign. So what I mean by that is, you know, when you took a look at the other ones, NIO or WISA, it's only four letters, right? This one, Empower Clinics, EPWCF, is on the OTC, and F stands for foreign, right? Because this is a Canadian company. So in the US, it's foreign. So it's public in the Canadian markets, is on their normal exchange, probably on the Toronto Stock Exchange. But then a lot of the times, public companies then choose to list their stock on a foreign market, such as the United States. And so that's why you'll see the F at the end. So just a little cool thing for you guys to know. But EPWCF, again, this is just information that once you do some due diligence, you'll be able to know. But you can see that they had a massive peak back in the 22nd of February. And if you go into the news, you can see why. But basically, this is a company and a stock that is continuing to go up. It's achieving different eligibility requirements and different financial statements. And basically, you know, we can kind of do some research into why it soared. But the good thing about things, stocks like these, is that they go back into the normal pattern that I was referring to before, which is, is that they're not at their high, right? They're trading in a good range, they're trading in a low, so there's a good chance that it ends up going up because the downside is already capped. So if you go into the 6-month chart, it's trading pretty stable, right? It had a low of the 20-cent ranges, maybe 25-cent ranges, and then it got a new high, meaning it had a whole bunch of new investors. Some of them sold off, so it probably got pump and dump, And now this is generally the new high, 55 cents, 40 cents, 45 cents or so, right? So this is pretty comfortable, right? This is the new low, and you have a high chance of it going up again from here. So those are the general kind of ideas and concepts I look at. Hope that made sense. Definitely recommend checking NEO out. And if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out to me here or in the comments. Thanks.